Massa Appeal with Massa Zokai, talking about topics that interest you. This is Massa Zokai. I'm here on the Massa Appeal show with a guest I'm very honored to have here today. This is Iranian-American director Essi Niknejad, whose latest project is really awesome. I just saw the pictures from it. Lale, the movie called Lale, about a female race car driver trying to get into the in the sport of racing, in a male-dominated sport of racing, especially in Iran. And so I want to welcome you, Essi.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm very well. I'm very good.
I think the last time I saw you was last year, and you were going to Iran, and I haven't seen you since.
Yeah, that's true. And seems like a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's true. It was a couple of years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You've been working on the film now in Iran in the past year?
Yeah, since exactly when I went there, we had to start doing the pre-production and getting into the finding finance from everywhere, whatever we could, and getting everybody together for production. And then casting was very difficult, because it's, as you can see on the website, which I want to advertise here, everybody
sure.
can go to see the www.lalethemovie.com or www.themoviedrive.com. Either way,
okay.
it's going to lead you to the right website.
That's right. The Drive is the English title for the
Absolutely,
film.
Yes. And so it was very interesting when we were going to cast. When we started, we were wishing to have foreign cast. And then, which that was my mind when I went to Iran, just like getting the big name, American Hollywood names or European name, or even when we went to have a signed a contract with Indian girl, superstar India. But after a couple of months that I spent in Tehran, and I met a lot of talented young Iranian actors and actresses, and then I felt, why not? I should do it just by Iranian. It was, of course, getting that huge chance of risk that, you know, whether we're going to make it or whether we're not going to make it. So, therefore, I decided to have all cast, especially main cast, from Tehran. And I have to say, it's going to make your eyebrow higher as it is right now, that even the main character... we choose the person who has not been on camera before that.
Wow, so she'd never been on...
No, unknown, completely unknown person, because of her physical and her look. That's what we were looking for.
So she was the perfect person that you were looking for?
I suppose so.
Lala.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, but I think for putting all this cast together, almost 75 people,
wow.
and all speak English. And so it was a challenge, and it was besides of the challenge of the movie itself,
mm-hmm.
and the production was huge production, because we had to get into the car racing and building the car, speed car, rally car,
mm-hmm.
go-kart carts. So we didn't have that much luxury in Tehran, so we had to build it. And
oh, wow.
because of the mood of being Iranian and be proud of who we are as Iranian.
So you had to build a car?
Yes, we had to.
You had to build a race car? Do you know how to build race cars?
We did. Actually, that's very interesting. Foundation of the cars are Iranian-made car.
Okay.
So that was another proud that I want to take, because it came to the point that I said, let's everything of this movie should be made by Iranian. And that's what we did. And it was not easy, as we are talking right here.
And also, Iranians aren't known for their race cars. So was there any problem?
Exactly. I mean, as you know, race car, usually, as they call it, is a white boy community. It's not only male-dominated community. It's a white boys community. Even here in U.S., a female has a difficult time to get to the racing.
Sure.
And as you know, we have one person here in U.S., and she's almost getting killed every time she goes on the track. But this woman in Tehran, she had to do that. She had to go to challenge herself and challenge the community of the race cars. Of course, as you know, not only Iranian boys, but also whomever are active in race car, they are very macho people.
Right.
And not physically, even mentally. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be mentally macho to be able to go 180 miles per hour.
Right.
So, and she was fascinating. Her story was such a very fascinating to me to go and to build the story around her real life story.
And did you speak to her during the production?
Yes, we had to buy the rights. We have to convince her that, you know, what we do is not about what would you call it? It's just a fiction film. It's what we're going to show how, as always I said, that Iranian women are very strong people and very talented and are very interesting when it comes to difficult times. And they know how to survive, not just to only survive, but also be successful. And so she was the one of them. So when we got the rights and we got the story and we got the interview, we got something like 380 hours of just the conversation.
Wow.
And she had to tell us from when she was 9 years old all the way to the point that she had to go to Europe to challenge European champion. So when I got all those information, so we had to bring it to the 2 hours movie.
Don't worry, this interview won't be that long. It won't be 380 hours.
Exactly. So he had to be in the 2 hours movie. So that's why, sorry.
Okay.
It was very difficult to write the...
It's like taking the most important things relative to...
Yeah, yeah, and then at the same time has to have a meaning,
sure,
because you have to be very loyal to identity of the character and then to the society, because as you know, and everybody, unfortunately, a lot of people outside of Iran, they don't know Iranian society, how good they are and how working hard people are. These people working hard to make themselves as an advanced society. But unfortunately, a lot of media in Western culture, they do not show exactly what's going on in Iran. So one of my feeling, which was really was hurt throughout the years that I was living here, that nobody is telling the truth about Iranian society.
I was actually thinking about that too before you came in. I really wanted to ask you about, and I have more questions about that, about the portrayal of Iranians in film and TV, and why it was important, and the challenges you also faced when you were there. And before we go to break, I want to ask you two very important questions I ask on the show. And the first is, what is your favorite Farsi word?
Favorite Farsi word. That's a very interesting question. Never thought about it. Insaniyat va edalat.
What does that mean?
Edalat means fairness, and insaniyat, humanity.
Humanity.
That's what we are known for as a old culture. It's all about being fair, not to yourself, to anyone around the world. And so that's why I love that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You gave one of the most poetic answers, sophisticated answers I've ever heard.
Oh my
on
God.
The show.
Oh my
saying.
God.
So, okay. You see what the comedians say when they come in.
Exactly.
And what is my second question that I ask everybody who comes on the show is, what is your favorite Persian food, Iranian food?
My Persian food is just... It's going to kill me if I said right now, because it's going to make me hungry. Khoresht bademjoon.
Okay, so tell people who don't speak Farsi what that is.
Oh, it's the gourmet, eggplant gourmet. So I die for eggplant. I mean, I love eggplant. No matter who's going to make it, if you call me 100 miles away, and if you say you have a Eggplant Gourmet, I will be there.
Okay, I know what to say next time to get you here faster for the interview. I have an eggplant stew here for you.
You give me eggplant store or gourmet, and then I'm going to be
there. Okay, good.
There.
I noted.
Yes.
I'm going to remember that.
Remember that.
For next
yes,
time.
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break
sure.
on Mass Appeal with Essie Nick Najod, the director of Lala the Movie, and we'll be right back on Javanon Radio. We're back on the Mass Appeal Show. This is Masa Zokai, and I'm here with Iranian-American director Essie Nick Najod. Am I saying it correctly?
You are okay. perfectly
All
pronouncing
right.
correct.
You said nobody's perfect, though, before.
But I said you are perfectly pronouncing
it, but I'm not perfect. Okay. And Essie, you just, you're about to finish up the project, Lala, the movie.
I hope so.
About a young female. This is based on a true story. Her name is actually Lala?
In
real life.
Character,
yeah. Okay, so it's based on Lala, the race car driver, who got into this sport that is male-dominated, especially in Iran. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about this film, among many things, is that this is the first English-speaking film with Iranian actors in Iran.
That is correct.
Full English-speaking film.
That is correct.
And what made you want to go into English-speaking and not do both or not do Farsi?
Oh, that's a good question. First, when you want to make a movie, you want to know who's your market, where is the market, and who's going to supposed to watch it. Okay, as a marketing aspect, so always you have to think and you have to find the taste of your audience. So since we were wanted to make this movie for the international audience, that was my target. That was my goal, to make a movie about this girl. Actually, this girl's story was somehow material for me to tell bigger story, which is that's the Iranian society.
Hmm.
So, in that case, I decided to do it in English because, as we know, subtitle movie really doesn't work that much in the general market. Maybe in the art house it works somehow, but for massive audience, subtitle doesn't work.
You think it wouldn't be a problem though, because how much everybody texts? That reading subtitles would not be a problem, but it is a problem. Man.
That's
a
very interesting. Never thought about the Masa. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
You make sense.
Right?
If everybody texting, so they shouldn't have very difficult time to read the subtitle, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the truth, because people, they go to theater to have fun,
mm-hmm.
and then at the same time to be touched. So, touch mentally or emotionally means you as an artist, you as a filmmaker, you have some kind of responsibility to make people to be happy, to make people be relaxed, mm-hmm. but at the same time to give them some food of thought,
mm-hmm.
to give them something to think.
Sure.
And so therefore, you got to speak the language they do.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for example, if someone Chinese sitting here and talk about beautiful literature from China, but reading it in Chinese language, how do you have it? I mean, you're not going to have the same feeling. And you're not going to, I mean, it doesn't matter you understand or you don't understand, because somebody's going to translate for you.
Right.
But the truth is the feeling, mm-hmm. the texture, the something that you have to be connected mm-hmm. to the material. So this movie that we decided to shoot it in English just to give audience opportunity to feel Iranian.
Great. Yeah. So I'm glad that it's in English, too,
yes.
So then I can understand it better.
Yes.
Myself.
Of course.
But I can read subtitles. I have no problem.
Yeah.
So you were just saying right now that this is also to tell a bigger story. So what did you want to portray in the film about Iran, about Iranians, that you see is different about Iranians stereotypically in films and TV? What is it that you, what positive things, or just what things
did you want? I'm so glad that you are asking this smart question. The bigger story that I was always concerned that I wanted to put on the picture and let the people to know is what's going on with Iranian people. Mm-hmm. I mean, Iranian in general, especially inside Iran. You know, I know, and all Western media, how they portrayed Iranian. Unfortunately, some in Hollywood, some of our colleagues in Hollywood, they do really wrong things about Iranian image. And some media, they have political benefit, they do act like Iranian are really horrible human being on earth. And so 30 years has been really pounding us, and they have been pounding day and night, and nobody has, I mean, not nobody, I mean a lot of people, they step in and they said this is not right, but has not have any impact. So therefore, my biggest story behind the Lawless movie is just to tell the people, Iranian women are not what you're talking about. Iranian society is not what you're thinking. This is an advanced society with 72% high-educated people. Almost 60% of population is below 35 years old. This is the country, if working on the right direction, this country has nothing less than the advanced country on the earth. So this is my personal feeling. Maybe you agree or disagree with me, but the truth is when I went there after 27 years, when I went to Iran and I saw what I saw, and I could not close my mouth, and just because of my own personal interest, not to talking about it. Mm. I mean, maybe right now I'm talking, a lot of people, they're not going to like what I said here, but the truth is I'm so proud to be Iranian. And because of what I saw in Iran, what I saw, how hardworking they are, how intellectual they are, and how beautiful they are. And yes, there is some kind of terms and condition, as you want to say. There is some sort of restriction in terms of women's behave or men's behave. And yes, there is no alcohol on the street. Yes, but I'm sure there is in their own home. I mean, the women's, they said there is no freedom for women. I don't believe that. I saw Iranian women are much stronger than Iranian men.
Hmm.
This is very interesting, Masa, to know that you have an Iranian female filmmaker, you have a female engineer, you have a female doctor, you have a female senator, you have a female parliament member, you have a female spokesman, you have a female everywhere. And what we were telling, I mean, what they were saying to us, that there is no such a thing. And they were telling to the world that Iranian women are not really complete human. They are maybe one-third of the human, but that's not true. It's what I saw, what I portrayed in my movie. Yes, she's going through the hard time. Yes, in my character, the character of movie is going through really hard time, is going to prove herself, which is all of us. We go through difficult time to prove ourselves.
Sure.
It's not because of Iranian society. No. Any society, anybody who wants to achieve bigger goal, they have a hard time here right now. If you want to be the speaking on, became the anchor woman of NBC, how hard it is for you. You have to work hard to get there, right? Same thing with Iranian female. And they did that. In this particular character that I'm portraying, is she has gone through hell.
Sure.
But she's going to come up successful, and she became champion.
So great point that adversity isn't just with Iranians and Iran.
Yes.
People face adversity every day.
Yes.
In different
yes.
countries and here.
Exactly.
In America.
Yes.
So I want to take a, I don't want to take a break, but we have to take a break, and I want
to
come
have
back
to.
And,
yes.
And I want to talk to you, Essie, about some of the challenges you faced while filming, because I saw some of the photos and some of the, I think some of the footage you were looking at,
mm-hmm.
and where you were filming Lala the movie mm-hmm. in Iran, mm-hmm. and I said, wow, you have a very big crew.
That's
like
right.
It's just not even just the cast, but the crew. There's a
That's
lot
right.
of people working on this film, and
That's right.
you couldn't do this, you know, grassroots style and just like try
no.
to do this on the corner. This
yeah.
was, you know, very obvious that you were doing a big production. So
that's right.
I want to hear some of the obstacles that
Love
you face
to.
When we come back. So we're here with On Mass Appeal Show and Javanon Radio with director Essie Niknajad, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mass Appeal Show. This is Masa Zokai. I'm here with director Essie Niknajad, the director of the upcoming film Lala, the movie, or the English title would be Drive. And this is the first all-English-speaking film that's been made in Iran with actors from London, actors from Turkey, Iranian actors.
And here in U.S.
And U.S. American actors.
Yeah.
And, you know, the film has gotten so far since 2007 you started working on this film, and it's gotten a lot of press in different countries, in China, in Arabic countries, in Japan, and in different languages. Something like 6,000 articles have been written about this movie so far. And, you know, I know that it's from 2007, the production is, you've been facing challenges, this is why it's taking
Absolutely.
So long. So this hasn't been an easy project.
No.
So what some of the things that come to mind that you can share with us that have been the challenges you've been facing trying to make this film in Iran?
Yes, as you said, it's since 2007, actually, I'm working on this project 24/7. I mean, I'm not exaggerating.
Mm.
This is the fact that, you know, all my friends and family, they know that. And I got through really most difficult project ever I have done in my entire life. I have been in this business since I was 13 years old. But I never, ever had that much difficult time. One of the reasons was because of the subject matter. Because the subject was somehow unknown to the Western investors. And sometimes it was known to the people that who could really invest on this project, but they had hesitation because they think, oh, it's about Iran, who give a damn about Iran and stuff like that. And a lot of people, they had you know, hard time to understand why this movie has to be get made. Until finally I was able to, in 2010, I was able to gather a few investors and to put the money, and we put the budget, we squeeze ourselves to make it minimum as much as possible. And then when we went to Iran, and then we got the help from Iranian Ministry of Art, and they help us.
Really?
Yes, they did, yes. And they were so kind to backing us very strongly. They support us. And unlike a lot of people that were thinking, I mean, this script, how did they get permission to get made? But actually, this script went to the Iranian, what do they call it, the Ministry of Art, and they have to read the script, and then they give you permission for shooting permission.
Great.
And then so we went there and they got the script and they read it and there was nothing against
that. They give you a hard time about
No,
it.
No. There was nothing against mm. anything. I mm. mean, it was about human life. It was about entertainment. It was about my country. So it was not something that I wanted to say, hey, this part of the country is ugly or that part of the country is unfair. Look, everybody has right to make any kind of movie they want to. I mean, I definitely have no disagreement with any kind of movie. But this movie was something I would call it everybody should have some participation, because it's about all of us. Mm. It's about old generation and new generation. And I wanted to wish today that if anyone around the world to see this movie, at least at night they go home and they say, wait a minute, what we heard or what we saw about Iranian then is not true.
Hmm.
That's my wish. That's what I wanted people to say it.
So it sounds like you had a really great message. Why would anybody, you know, what were challenges that you were facing if you were...
Okay,
you?
So it doesn't mean, Masoud, that you have a good message. People, they're going to agree with you.
True.
A lot of people, they disagree with you because you have a good message.
Right.
And a lot of people, they don't like you because why you have to say that word? Why not we say that?
Mm.
And a lot of people, they don't like you because for whatever reason. I mean, it's just a human, you know, is it... you can't complain. I do not complain. I mean, I have been really kind of... some of the night I was in Tehran, I was just practically not be able to sleep because of the stress. I mean, every day, so many articles against me or for me, it didn't make me feel good that next day I go to location with this beautiful, wonderful energy and go and make and create something better. It was fight day and night. It was fight. But again, I would say I took it that way, and I want to really say to all your younger listener in this radio that when you are challenging yourself, practically you are not challenging one individual. You are challenging the whole community around you.
Mm-hmm.
So people in that community, some of them, they don't like you. Some of them, they like you. But let me tell you something. It doesn't matter who loves you or who hates you. It matters what you do, what you dream about it. It's just like you cut the apple and give it to the two people. Half of the apple somebody is going to eat and say, hey, it was sweet. And then same half, give it to somebody else. It's a sour. So really, apple is a sour or sweet?
Or if they're Iranian, they're going to say both.
Yeah, some people say. No, you know who said both? Because the person who hasn't eaten, actually.
Right, okay. Perfect.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with the apple.
Exactly.
Never even tried it. Yeah.
So that was my philosophy. That was the way I was thinking. That was the way I was working hard, almost 18 hours a day, every single day I work, to make it happen, because I knew people that don't like me has nothing to do with my movie. People that love me has nothing to do with my movie.
Mm.
Even if they do like my movie or they don't like my movie, it still doesn't matter. What is matter that the reality that I put it on the picture, and the reality of the society that I was born, and as an artist, I give it back to my society. All my knowledge today, you know, all of us, we owe to our society, no matter what society we are talking, even American society or any society that you grew up and you gain a lot out of this society, you have to give it back sometimes, somehow.
Sure.
And that was my due to Iranian society and Iranian culture, that because, you know, I grew up there, I go to the high school and go to college, and that was it. So because of that period of time that they gave me education, they gave me birth, so I had to
give back
something that society that makes me feel good and makes 75 million people as well.
That's beautiful. Sounds like you created a lot of jobs also over there. And
there were, yeah.
And I also, I want to know, so I know why you wanted to create a film. So why this story? What was something about this story that really spoke to you that you wanted to make a film about this?
That's the fate and dream. When you have a dream, you got to have a fate. When you have a boat, you got to achieve it. You will. So somehow I saw these characters is having such a big dream as a female, as a young 25 years old, wants to get to the car racing championship. Believe me, that's not easy. But she had that dream. But she had a faith as well. And she had a hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hope and dream and faith was the three factor that gives me energy, that I have to go portray it in the big picture and let all young people to let them know that when you have a hope, when you have a dream, you gotta have a hope. When you have a hope, you gotta have a foundation of faith. And that's gonna happen. That's gonna be a story of your life. Mm. It's making millions of dollars today or tomorrow. That's not what's gonna make you happy. What's gonna make you happy in your life, how much impact do you have on your society, on people around the world, how much you can be effective. And that was the story of this movie, mm. which that was the message of my life. If you want to do something, no matter how difficult is that, just go for it. I mean, we have a message here that said, you know, keep the dream. Mm. But dream itself is not going to help you.
It's the hope.
You got to have a hope.
Yeah.
And then when you have a hope, you got to have a faith. And that's going to take you to where you wanted to be.
You know, actually, I really want to get up right now and leave and go after my dream.
Oh,
really
good for you.
Right now. Good I feel like, I need to leave now.
I am so glad that this half-hour conversation is going to give you that energy. That's beautiful. I love that. That's why Maso, since 2007 until today, 7 years. Hmm. That's what I'm fighting every day. Hmm. 24/7, yeah. I'm fighting. Just because, and then still I do. I mean, 25% of movie is left.
Yeah.
And because of the bad weather, bad winter in Tehran, I couldn't make it. And also, there is rumors here and there that the Iranian Ministry of Art, they don't want to continue this project because they don't like it, because it was the product of the previous government, mm. and say they have some kind of difficulty, but that's not true. That's not true. This is what I don't believe. This is what I believe. Of course, any new government comes to the power, so they have to settle first. They have to find themselves. And then, fortunately, it happened to be bad winter for us, and then because that 25% of our shooting is on location, is sure. on racetrack, so the weather has to be good enough for us to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what we're gonna go by end of the March, hopefully by after Iranian New Year.
Yeah,
maybe.
What a good time, huh?
Yeah, that's gonna be perfect in the spring, and we're gonna shoot it, and hopefully people around the world, they're gonna be able to see it.
Well, I really appreciate you coming here and sharing the message of this film and about this film. We're gonna post some photos of, if that's okay, at some point on our Facebook, so people can see what the film is about and get excited about it. And I really hope that you're able to complete the project this year. And
I hope so.
And
definitely.
More and more people can see it.
And it will happen. Will happen.
Yes.
Yes.
So you have faith, huh?
Definitely.
Faith and hope.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Dream.
Have a hope.
And wrap them by your fate.
Wrap them with faith.
And then you're going to make it.
All right. I'm really inspired. Seriously, I'm going to go right now.
Let's
work on my dream. I'm going to go work on my dream. Thank you so much, Essie. Thank you for coming in today. Great to talk to you. And I hope the next time we talk will be when the film is completed and we can talk about how people are excited to see it and how
that
much they've appreciated
delighted.
It. Yeah. So thank you.
I would be delighted to do that.
And
thank you.
Joined us on Mass Appeal and Javanon Radio. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.